And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Montana has announced the end of a years-long investigation that resulted in 21 convictions of men involved in an online forum created by a Montana man that allowed members to exchange child pornography. The Missoulian reports the last of the defendants, 31-year-old Shaunston Bedoin of Kennesaw, Georgia, was sentenced yesterday to 17 and a half years in federal prison. Paul Wentzowitz of Polson created an invitation-only bulletin board in 2009 where members advertised and traded sexually explicit images of girls. FBI agents and officers from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force identified dozens of other suspects and the existence of a second bulletin board. The 21 defendants across the U.S. were all sentenced from 15 years to nearly 19 years in prison. A Helena judge has permanently barred a man who said he was producing a documentary narrated by Clint Eastwood from soliciting investments in Montana. District Judge Mike Menahan also froze the assets and bank accounts belonging to Matthew McClintock, who also goes by Michael Willis. McClintock did not appear at yesterday's hearing after he told the judge that he had an undisclosed medical emergency. Montana officials say McClintock scammed investors into giving him more than $24,000 to produce a cowboy documentary he said would be narrated by Eastwood and aired by PBS and Fox. Instead, Deputy Securities Commissioner Lynn Egan said McClintock spent the money on himself and to make interest payments to other investors. McClintock faces criminal charges that include theft and fraud. He has denied the charges. Attorney General Tim Fox says enhanced security measures included in Montana's new driver's licenses are not meant to comply with federal standards, he says, could create an Orwellian national ID system. Fox spoke to reporters yesterday, a day after the State Department of Justice announced new licenses and identification cards designed to reduce fraud and identity theft. He says it's a coincidence that the security upgrades bring the state closer to compliance with the Real ID Act. The Montana legislature unanimously voted in 2007 to bar the state from complying with Real ID over concerns about privacy and the U.S. government setting standards in an area traditionally handled by the states. Fox appeared with U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who plans to introduce legislation seeking the repeal of the Real ID Act. A 24-year-old woman found guilty but suffering from mental illness in the death of her 3-month-old daughter in Billings has been sentenced to 40 years in the Montana State Hospital. The Billings Gazette reports Amanda Rose Steffen admitted hitting her daughter in the head and blocking the baby's airway on multiple occasions. She turned herself into authorities in California in April of 2014. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has confirmed that the gun used to fatally shoot a Billings man in 2014 was stolen from a federal BIA special agent. The Billings Gazette reports BIA spokeswoman Nedra Darling says the agent left his 9mm Glock 17 in his service vehicle. Darling says the agent reported the theft to his immediate supervisor and to local law enforcement. A Billings police officer testified during a trial last month that the gun was used to shoot and kill David Valley in October of 2014. He said he recovered a gun from a hit-and-run crash the day after Valley's death. Darling says leaving a personal weapon in a service vehicle is not BIA protocol and that corrective action has taken place. The Two Rivers Jail in Hardin that had as many as 250 inmates at its peak of operations is now in standby mode after its cells were emptied this week. The Billings Gazette reports the jail had no inmates on Monday. The facility has struggled to find inmate contracts for revenue since the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs dropped its contract in October. Warden Ken Keller says the jail is now operating with 6 security officers and 4 administrators. There were about 39 employees a month ago. After the BIA's contract ended, the jail contracted with Williams County in North Dakota, but now the county is expanding its own facility. Emerald Correction Management, which began operating the jail in 2014, is hoping for a new deal with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.